Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Enterprise Dish. We are talking office. We are talking to a man who is in his office. We are talking to Mr. Dux. How's it going, my man?
Fantastic. Beautiful winter weather here. I think it's spring now. 60s here in D.C.
Wow. Wow. It is not 60s here. It is raining. Actually, it's not all that cold, though. It's in the upper 40s. So not too bad, but this is like my favorite time of the year because we're not out of winter yet. It could still, but like you go to the Home Depots and whatever, and they start to have the spring stuff out, and like you can start to get excited about what's coming down the pipeline for the weather. And so
are you into all that gardening? You do yard work and.
I'm not much of a gardener, but I don't mind yard work so much, mostly because it gets me out of the house and gets me out of working in front of a computer. And I enjoy a green lawn. I think that's fair to say.
Good.
Yeah. So, Dux, we are back talking. There's been a lot of, as there seems to be every single month, but there was a lot of interesting things came out in the past, I don't know, four-ish weeks or so in the Microsoft camp. The first one being Microsoft has completely overhauled their Office mobile apps, if you will. If you had a chance to check this out, Microsoft launched, it's kind of like I don't want to say a Teams hub, but it's more like a little like Office doc hub that they've launched for the mobile world.
Actually, I love it. I've been using it since it came out. It just, I don't know, it's a whole, I think, Marie Kondo mindset. You know, you got to clean up all the apps. Sure. And it took three apps, or no, more than three apps, maybe four or five apps, and made it one app. So I love it. And then the experience, it's good. So.
Yeah, so you can go grab that now. It's available on iOS and Android. It had been available in beta for people saying, I might have heard this before. They believe they announced it at Ignite. And so it was just kind of floating around in beta. And then they came out and said, hey, everybody can have this. And there you go. So you can go grab that from your local favorite app store.
It's called Microsoft Office. I believe that's what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, they're taking the big branding, like the top of the top branding. They're not calling it anything else. So we'll see. We'll see how they evolve this. Other things that have shown up is this one I don't think was officially announced, but a lot of people found it. It's called Outlook Spaces, which is interesting because it's kind of like a space, I guess is the best way to describe it. It's attached to your email. And then it's a place you can go into like organize things and drag like emails and different documents. It's an interesting little idea. And I'm curious if you've heard anything about this or just it's a nice little organizational tool just for email. And Microsoft hasn't like launched it yet, which just makes it a little tough. But it certainly piqued the interest of the greater email community, if you will.
Sure. I think when I first saw it, I saw it came out at least in the news 2 weeks ago or maybe a week ago, it seems to me like it's like a mind mapping Visio type of tool for content. Because I don't think it's just email. I think it's in the context of your day, right? Where you have emails and calendar and maybe I'm sure it'll extend to documents and conversation. So I guess it's a way to mind map and connect all the related pieces of information, communication.
Yeah, we will see. I think there's a bigger narrative here at play, and I suspect that this is going to be like one piece of some sort of upcoming announcement or product or something. And we will see. We'll see what they do there. It's just I enjoy these little things. They're just little like, oh, that's, you know, that you look at it, and you're like, that makes sense. And then there it is. It's just right in your email.
You know, one thing I got to tell you, a lot of people don't know about, speaking of email, it's calendar.help. Do you know what this is?
Oh, is this the thing that can help you find availability? Is that what it?
Yeah, man. It's been out for 3-4 years, and all you have to do is go to calendar.help. Turn it on because you have to consent it, and it's so easy to schedule meetings because this is everybody's problem, right? Like, especially if you have more than two people. Hey, when can we meet? What about this time? Mm-hmm. And some people use FindTime, which is okay, but it still takes a lot of time. With calendar.help, long story short, you can CC Cortana and have Cortana deal with scheduling meetings. And so Cortana will talk to each person and figure out when to do the meetings. It could be internal people or external people. Oh. If it's internal, Cortana can even cross-reference everybody's schedule. Really cool.
That is super helpful, actually. If you think about how many times, and I've done it quite literally this week, you email somebody like, hey, are you available 4 p.m., 5 p.m., whatever time? And they're like, no, what about this time? And then it's like, Yeah, that probably could. That's a good top tip. If I'm surprised Microsoft doesn't promote this stuff more.
I know. But you talk about little things like I love it, and it makes me feel like I have my own personal scheduling assistant. Although when Cortana emails you, it's like this is AI powered. You know, kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the challenges, candidly, with the Microsoft Office suite is that there are so many things inside of it. And Microsoft does a really good job when a product comes out. Like we'll talk about like Outlook Spaces, for example. When they launch, they'll be like, this is this great new feature. And then it'll sit there and it's still a great new feature, but they just don't talk about it. And people, like exactly what you're talking about, just forget that it has all these tools and resources available, but then just forget to access them because it can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So... Good tip from Mr. Ducks. If you get nothing else out of this podcast today, at least you can get your calendar potentially more organized, or at least a little bit of time back, which is...
Absolutely.
The other big thing on the agenda that Microsoft did officially start talking about, and this is something, it kind of ties into the Spaces stuff a little bit. Microsoft's Fluid Framework, to me, is one of the most exciting things that they've been talking about, but it's not quite here. And they officially launched a very, very, very slim... version of it. I believe you can find it. There's a preview link we'll include down in the show notes below. But what it does, it is allows you to build like widgets of data and content from other aspects of data in your Office 365 document library and then link them all together. And they're all living data, which is what I love. So if you have a Teams and you have a chart in there that you pulled from an Excel spreadsheet, no matter where that chart is embedded across everything, it gets updated by updating the single like mother document, if you want to call it like that. And we're starting to see this materialize. I'm really hoping, and your buddy, Mr. Jeff Teeper up there in the Redmonds area, we need to give him some nudges to give us some more information because I think he's leading this charge.
I know, and he took on more responsibility, right?
He did. He took on, he's now leading teams. So,
yeah, so it makes sense. Like it's all, and then I'm sure this is tied into Project Cortex as well, yeah. Where... the idea of relevant information surfacing for the right people at the right time in the right context.
Yeah, and there's, I think, a lot of things that have to go into this fluid framework because it sounds, granted, on the surface, if you will, a little easy, right? Like it's, oh, you're just pulling data and all that, but there's so many security controls that have to be built into this because if you think about it, it's like, okay, so that doesn't sound too bad. But then if somebody gets removed from a project, making sure they can't see it and building all, and then there's compliance issues tied into all this. And then there also needs to be some sort of audit functionality because you need to know where that data is embedded. And you can imagine like just even talking through that, like the sprawl that can occur. Now, granted, I definitely think the function is worth all that overhead logistics that's going to take to do it right. But it's a big deal because it's not a simple or trivial task by any means.
No, I mean, and then there's things like data sovereignty too, right? Yes. Let's say you're working on some, I don't know, U.S. government piece of data where through ITAR compliance, it can't be outside of U.S. territory. So there's stuff like that.
Yeah, so those are a couple of highlights. And then as Ducks alluded to there, there were some changes in the Microsoft org. The person leading Teams actually, I believe, is retiring. And then Jeff Teeper, who many of us know from the SharePoint world, he also tweets very prolifically about your SharePoint Saturdays for people who are looking to find those. He is going to be taking over Teams. So that's, I think it's in good hands.
Yeah, it is a good thing. I think Brian McDonald did a phenomenal job in taking Teams to where it is today. And now Jeff is taking the helm. And really, it's not new. I mean, look, as we all know, Teams is powered by tons of different Office 365 workloads, and SharePoint is a core component of it. So it definitely makes sense.
It really does. It really, really does. So Ducks, what else is happening in your world, my man? You traveling anything lately? You've been all over the grid. You were doing some stuff in London, I believe, with Donna Sakar recently. What else is on your plate?
Yeah, so I'm proud to tell you, I've been kind of slow traveling this year. We're almost March, but yeah. I've only been out 7 days for work, which is great.
Okay.
But these days, man, it's exciting because I'm knee deep focused on some of our core technologies that we're gonna refresh and make new releases. One of which is our MyHub technology, which is part of Teams. It's essentially an app in Teams where you can download today It gives you that one-stop shop to see all your workspaces and be able to create new workspaces. So, for example, you can create new teams from MyHub or the new Yammer communities or SharePoint site. Because right now, there's no one-stop shop where you can see all your workspaces in Office 365. I see all my teams in Teams. I need to see all my groups in Outlook and then all my SharePoint site collections in SharePoint. So MyHub brings everything to one place and it lives in Teams.
So it's going to be making, so you're adding more power to Teams, right? And you're giving yourself, is it like a dashboard or is it more of like a, you can get in nitty gritty with the details and configure things?
Yeah. So it's, I call it my personal productivity / collaboration command center. So it's more than just a dashboard. So through Teams, let's say for the organizations that don't turn on self-service to create Teams, I can request and create a new team. Or maybe I don't even know what I want, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm new to Office 365. I can answer certain questions. What are you trying to do? Well, I'm working on a project. Do you need to invite external people? So I just answer these questions, and then MyHub will automatically provision the right technology for me. And then I can see all the workspaces that I have.
Nice. That's actually pretty interesting. And it actually, there is one feature I'm waiting for on Teams, and it is supposed to arrive in March. It is officially on their roadmap, and I am, if they miss this deadline, ducks, it's going to hurt. Their Skype consumer federation into Teams is on the roadmap for Teams for March. This is the last missing component that I need to basically move whole hog into Teams because of the nature of which we operate. It just doesn't make sense to have 700 different contractor accounts linking into our team. So we've been using Skype for a while. We're even using Skype for this call actually. And so.
So wait, so does that mean I can call you from Teams and you can pick it up on Skype?
I think this is exactly why I'm really, really anxious and hoping that that is exactly the functionality. It's on the roadmap. It says March 2020 deliverable. We don't know all the details yet, but that is the crucial feature that is missing from my life that is going to make Teams then basically complete for my work and productivity cycles.
Got it. Well, I was commenting to you earlier, right? We're seeing some features from Teams that's in Skype, like the blur background. It's in Skype right now. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So everybody listening to this, keep your eyes out for that one, because you will know, you'll especially hear it from me on the Twitters and on all the blogs everywhere as soon as that feature arrives, because that is one I've been waiting for a very long time, and that they better not miss the deadline. Otherwise, I'm going to have to figure out how to call Jeff and be like, Jeff, come on, this is your hog now.
There you go. Hey, I gotta ask you. So it's 2020. I know last year we talked about this. You were on this monthly goal of trying to hit certain steps or health objectives. So what are you on to this year?
So it's a little boring, but it's the same thing, because the way it works with the Apple Watch is it ramps up the intensity each time. So if you beat the goal, whatever the metric is, like this month I had to get, and I already hit it pretty early, 700 minutes of exercise. And so the next time that challenge comes around, which won't be next month, but it'll probably be something like 750 minutes or 800 minutes.
Got it.
And so each consecutive month that you get it, the next month it's somewhere, I've tried to do the math, but it feels like it's somewhere between like a 3-5% increase in the requirement of activity or steps or whatever to hit the goal. So while it is the same goal of let's get the challenge every month, the challenges are getting more and more, are getting harder and harder. I think for January, I had to hit the stand goal, I think every day except one, which that can be a little challenging when you have to have 12 hours of standing, especially like on a Saturday or Sunday or something like that. And so the real like, you know, wrench in all of this is if you get sick or something, that's when it can throw you off. But how about yourself, Dux? Anything? You ran your marathon last year.
Yeah, I ran my marathon last year. I signed up, you know, for a half marathon this May.
Okay.
But at least personally, I've been trying to put in some running or workouts at least 3-4 times a week, especially now that I don't travel as much, which is great.
Yep. And as soon as that warmer weather gets here and I can get out and cut the grass and do some very light gardening. I'm not I kill a lot of flowers. I don't grow a lot of flowers, but that will definitely help. I'm very much looking forward to taking dogs on a walk. So, anything else in your?
No, I was going to say yesterday somebody broke the Guinness World Record for the longest plank, 8 hours.
Oh. If you're not familiar with what a plank is, it's sort of like a push-up, but you're on your elbows and you're laying like a plank with your torso up in the air. It doesn't sound very hard. Go do one for a minute if you've never done one. They can be rough. They can be in 8 hours. That's one thing. But like, I would get bored. Did he have like Netflix playing or something?
Go to the bathroom?
just basic bio. that is incredible. We got anything else for us today, Mr. Ducks? What else you got up for us before we thank you for your time?
No, we're all, like you said, looking forward to spring and the rest of the year. Tons of stuff coming up. MVP Summit in March, SharePoint Conference in May, and then Ignite's coming. So yeah, just prepping for the rest of the year.
Yeah, we're getting close to conference season starting up here, getting rid of those winter blues. But Mr. Ducks, very much appreciate your time stopping by. To everybody else, hit that subscribe button. You'll find some other good links down below. And we'll catch all of you right back here next time.